Next case, please.
The next case is 12,167. Diane M. Kinsner seeks variances from the rear yard setback for existing structures, section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Frontier Road, approximately 350 feet west of Mulberry Knoll Road. The 911 address is 34756 Frontier Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR2. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 141. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.1-foot variance from the rear yard for a screened porch and a 1.4-foot rear yard variance for the stairs. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Ms. Farming.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Before I do get started, could Ms. Kneiser and Mr. Burton be sworn in, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Diane Kneiser, K-N-I-Z-E-R. Address is 34756 Frontier Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Wait right here. I'm going to get Mr. Burton's information. I'll swear you both at the same time.
Jeffrey Burton, 24139 Fisher's Point, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I meant to say Mrs. Forgive me.
And again, good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Diane Kneiser, who has applied for a 4.1-foot variance from the rear yard setback requirement of 20 feet for an existing screen porch and a 1.4-foot variance from the rear yard setback requirement for the stairs to the porch. As you've seen, Ms. Kneiser, the applicant, and Jeff Burton of Lean Builders are in attendance this evening to answer any and all questions that the board may have. We've also submitted an exhibit booklet for your consideration. It does include copies of the application, the survey, architectural and construction plans, photographs of the property before the renovation as well as after the renovation. And there are many letters in support of the application. I know it was noted by Ms. Cornwell that none were submitted. They were submitted as part of the application itself and also as part of the exhibit booklet. Ms. Kneiser purchased the property in May of 2013 as a second home. It was her intent to make the property her primary residence when she decided to retire. In 2016, she decided it was time to convert the second home to a full-time residence. However, in order to do so, it was necessary that she modernize the existing dwelling so that she could live in it more sensibly and more comfortably as a full-time residence during her retirement. She then contacted Lane Builders to discuss her desire for a full model remodel project for the existing dwelling and also engaged a local architect to prepare the plans. The original plans showed the existing deck to be converted to a screen porch, which would extend 10 feet 2 inches from the existing dwelling. The plans for the remodel did not suit Ms. Kneiser's needs and visions of the property. As a result, Lane Builders did modify the architect's plans and changed the screen porch to an open-air, single-level deck, only 8 feet towards the rear lot line. Ms. Kneiser requested that the single-level open-air deck be changed to a screen porch, and that's what's shown on the original plans, but without a rooftop deck above it. Those plans were submitted to Sussex County, and permits were issued for the construction. During construction, the framing contractor noticed that the existing deck footers, posts, and beams were in good condition and made the screen porch slightly larger to reuse the existing foundation. As a result, the screen porch ended up being in the same footprint as the original open-air deck. The final inspection was performed by the county in October 2017. The construction was approved. It was not until January of 2018 that both Ms. Kneiser and Lane Builders realized that they never received their certificate of occupancy. Lane Builders then contacted the county to inquire as to the status of the CO. And it was at that point that they were advised that Planning and Zoning Department thought that the screen porch may be in violation of the zoning code. But due to the large, mature, encroaching Leland cypress trees, it was difficult for them to have clarity as to whether or not there was an encroachment. As a result, they did request that a survey be prepared to confirm the distance from the screen porch to the rear lot line. So that was done. A boundary survey plan was performed by Foresight Services, on January 25th, 2018, and the survey did disclose that the screen porch and stairs encroach into the rear yard setback. Of course, upon learning of the encroachment, Ms. Kneiser filed this application for variances in order to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. It's our belief that this property is unique and that it is a rectangular-shaped lot. It's located in the Mulberry Knoll subdivision. It has a frontage of 150 feet and a depth of 100 feet. The front yard setback for the dwelling is 30 feet, and the rear yard setback is 20, leaving a building area of 50 feet in depth. Exceptional practical difficulty is related to the shape of the lot, as it's much wider than it is deep, as well as the placement of the original dwelling. And, of course, the thick, mature buffer of trees owned by the neighbor along the rear lot line also made it difficult to determine the actual distance between the screen porch and the rear lot line. Thus, it's our opinion that the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such uniqueness of the property and not to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the provisions of the zoning ordinance or the zoning code. At this juncture, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code or in strict conformity. In order to comply, it would be necessary to remove half of the screen porch, which would effectively render the space unusable, as it would be too shallow to serve any real purpose. Thus, variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property at this point. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by Ms. Kneiser. Although the screen porch was built as part of the remodel of the dwelling, she did rely upon an architect and her builder to make sure that the plans did comply. Also, the exceptional practical difficulty is a direct result of the depth of the lot, the placement of the original dwelling, and, of course, those mature, encroaching Leland cypress trees. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. Again, there's a dense forested buffer of large Leland cypress trees along the rear lot line, so that they effectively shield the adjoining property owner to the rear of the property from view of the screen porch. Also, the screen porch remains in the same footprint as the original open-air deck, and Ms. Kneiser has not received any complaints about the location of the improvements. Rather, she's received many letters in support from her neighbors, and they are included in your exhibit booklet. There are also other variances that have been approved in the past for similar reasons in the Mulberry Knoll subdivision. Ms. Kneiser simply converted an outdated dwelling to a beautiful, modernized home that adds value to the neighborhood and allows her to comfortably and sensibly use the property as a full-time residence as she goes through her retirement. Variants do represent the minimum variances that will afford relief. They represent the least modifications possible, the regulations in issue. And we're just seeking today to bring the existing improvement into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. And at this point in time, I would like to ask Mr. Burton to come to the podium. And can you please state your name for the record?
Jeffrey Burton.
And you are with?
Lane Builders, sorry.
And you've heard the representations that I made to the board this evening?
Yes.
And are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
They are.
Is there any additional information that you would like to present to the board?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank God we don't mess up very often, but this, the deck into the screen porch, it got by us, and the Leland cypresses, they have to be, I don't know if they're 35 or 40 foot tall, and they must be 12 or 15 foot in diameter, and It was a very difficult circumstance, and we just apologize to the board for me having to be here.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Ms. Kneiser, if you could approach the podium. And you also have heard the representations that I made to the board this evening?
Yes.
And are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Do you have any additional information that you would like for the board to consider?
I would just like to add that Mrs. Burton mentioned, I hired an architect at the onset to design a renovation for this property, and it was just a little too elaborate for me, but at no time did he had researched, had communicated with him, he researched setbacks and did not realize putting a roof on the back deck would create a setback issue. So it's not the whole sequence has been that nobody realized putting a roof on the back deck would create a setback issue. And I think it's simply because it was a renovation as opposed to a new structure, but I'm not sure. Nobody realized it was going to be a problem.
Thank you, Ms. Kneiser.
I have some questions.
We do request that you approve the variances as requested based on the presentation and testimony given tonight. We, of course, all three of us are available for any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mrs. Purton. Well done, as usual. I also noticed that you have in your exhibit over a dozen letters in favor of the applicant. Okay. Are there questions from members of the board? We'll start with Ms. McGee.
Who got the building permit?
I believe it was Lane Builders, but Mr. Burton can attest to that.
Yes, it was Lane Builders.
And who signed for that?
I probably did. I'm not sure. It may have been my designer.
And on that building permit would have had your setbacks?
Yes, I'm sure.
So you didn't read the building permit?
I'm not sure if I pulled it or if my designer did, but we are responsible for those setbacks, yes.
And then is the architect here?
No.
And he's licensed in the state of Delaware and in Sussex County, this architect?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Kneiser?
I engaged him initially to prepare designs, and when we got so far down the road, I decided that it wasn't the design that I wanted. It was more elaborate. The back deck that he designed was two stories, twice the elaborate design of what we eventually came up with Lane. And I concluded my arrangement with him and then hired Lane.
But his designs are part of the exhibits, is that correct?
That's correct, because they were the initial plans that were modified, but the size of the deck itself.
I feel bad for Mrs. Kneiser because she shouldn't be here. Right. If you had done your job.
Correct.
And that's unfortunate. And we have so many people go and get a building permit and they don't pay attention to it or they don't read it. And then they come before this board asking for forgiveness when she spent good money to have this, to make this her home, and you're the one that messed up.
That's correct. We made a mistake.
And that's very unfortunate. And I, you know, we have it time and time again. And it's ridiculous, because how long have you been in business?
Lane Builders has been in business 37 years, and then, yes, this is the first time I've been in front of you for this.
Yeah.
I've been an owner of the company since 1999.
I don't think you'll ever be here again, will you?
I hope not.
I hope not either. Thank you.
Not intentionally?
Not intentionally, for sure. Thank you.
Mr. Calloway.
Yeah, I have no questions at this time, but I want to thank you for addressing the standards. You've done a very, very good job with those.
Thank you.
I'm satisfied.
Mr. Mayors?
Professionally speaking, Mr. Burton and Lane Builders have an excellent reputation. I'm surprised to see them here.
Thank you.
It seems to me like this started with the architect. Would you review for me one more time how we started with a deck and then the framer made it larger for the footings?
So the screen porch was supposed to be a little smaller than the original deck. And Mike Heck, who's a great framer but no longer in business, when he was out there, saw the footers were suitable to reuse. And so in an effort to really give her a better product, not thinking about the setbacks, to give her a better product, a little bit bigger deck than the plan showed, and not really cost her any more money because we were using more building materials for the screen porch but less for the foundation, then the screen porch got a little bit larger than it was on the blueprints. It still would have been non-conforming, I believe, but it did get a little bit more non-conforming.
Roughly how much more?
I think it was about a foot.
Okay. One other question. The letters of support, is lot 61, did they send a letter of support?
I reached out to him several times. He is not a full-time resident, and I have not heard back from him.
Okay, so you didn't get any.
Is 61 right behind me? Yeah.
So he didn't reach out and oppose it?
No. Okay. I've reached out to him several times, but I didn't want to be a complete bug, you know, so
sure.
I but I did not hear back from him.
Thank you. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Workman?
You went on the same foundation, right, where the old deck was?
Correct.
And you just went right back from there? That's why?
That's correct.
That's why you did what you did?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other question.
Would you cantilever out?
No, it was not a cantilevered situation, no. It was just reusing the old footers and
foundation.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp.
Just two questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Burton, if I may.
Yes.
Are the steps the same steps as well? Do we know?
So, I'm sorry.
I know we're using the same open-air deck.
Yes.
Footprint for the porch. Are the steps the same?
I don't know if the steps occupy the exact same footprint that they used to or not.
Okay.
They're probably very close, if not exact.
Okay. And then the part in the rear yard, I know there's talk about the Leland cypresses. Are they on the neighbor's property or on this property?
I think the neighbor owns them, and I think there may be photos of them in the in the
yeah, packet. And looking at the photos.
Yeah, but I think the neighbor owns them.
Okay, so I guess it was difficult to tell where that rear property line was because of those trees?
Correct, and that's what the county even had difficulty because, you know, they usually go out and field measure unless you have a survey. And the county couldn't get, I think they could not get back to the property line either because they are so dense.
Okay. All right. I thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I agree with Mrs. McGee that it's disappointing when our professionals don't adhere to the setbacks, but as I mentioned, I'm familiar with Mr. Burton and his company, and I'm sure if we grant this variance, we probably won't see him back in here again. So I'm going to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve case 12,167.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second.
The uniqueness of the property starts with the house being placed farther back from the front setback than required, which didn't leave enough room on the back of the house for the screen porch of an adequate size. So the property couldn't be developed without the application. The applicant did not create the issue. I feel the architect did. And this addition, since she remodeled the house and made it so much nicer, will not alter the essential character of the development, and therefore it's a minimal variance request.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mears. I don't know my home name, do I?
That's pretty bad.
That is bad. Okay, Mr. Calloway, you second that full motion.
Yes, it is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right, by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the previous reasons that have been stated.
And I, too, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a motion of 5-0, case number 12,167 is approved.